told you Lex had married me and Hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the wind, fabulous. Okay?
You are psychotic, Jesus John.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
And here we are, Trey. It is time, honey, for reality check. All the fabulous housewives that we love to spill the tea, gossip about. Yes. And we just love them as if they were our own dear best friends.
Seriously, we are addicted to all the shows.
We are. It's an addiction that we like.
Yeah, that's right.
We are on Facebook Live, so make sure you check us out that way. 3210931 if you want to chime in. Mm-hmm. We are going to be, of course, spilling some tea when it comes to the Real Housewives of Orange County. Uh-huh. We have a huge announcement that we are super excited about. That is to come. Yeah. But let's talk about how you and I and some other fabulous women went on out to the Orpheum Theater to watch Luann and Friends.
Yes, we did. It was a fun night, girl. And you know what? When we got there, we couldn't believe. First of all, there was a huge line at the bar. Why don't we start there?
Yeah.
There was a huge line at the bar. We were so worried about getting to our seats. Mm-hmm. But we were like, you have to have wine.
You have to have a glass.
To watch the Housewives,
you know? That's right.
But she didn't even start on time.
No, because we were all out there. Yeah. So the show did not start on time.
Right.
But that's okay.
That's okay.
We had our popcorn. You had your nachos.
Nachos.
And I had my White Claw.
That's right. That's right, girl.
So we were there. And then, of course, Luann comes on stage. She looks fabulous. Her body is to die for.
Her dresses were amazing.
Yeah.
She looks amazing.
You might as well have called her Rainbow Bright.
Might as well.
Because she had so much sequins on her.
She really did, girl. I mean, I should have wore sunglasses because it was like a glare.
It was super bright. Now, let's be completely honest.
Okay.
She's terrible.
She is terrible.
Terrible.
She is. She is. But you know what? Because if you're a big Housewife fan...
Yes.
We still had a great time because of all the songs and everything.
Right. And that is the joke on the Housewives is that all of them agree that Luann can't sing. And she can, but she's so entertaining.
Yeah, she is.
I did a video. I'm hoping that everyone can hear it. But this is Luann playing the bongos. I don't know. I'm playing this off my phone. Hold on. Okay. Yeah, so, you know, she's got some great, you know, vibrato to her, but, I mean, you know, this is pure entertainment.
Well, and it was hilarious when she went to play the bongos, right?
She's sexy.
She's in this, has this deep voice, and she's like, I'm going to go play the bongos now.
The darlings.
I'm like, okay, girl.
And then her friends, which were really fun. I love the comedian that she had. A woman that was Joe Pesci, really.
Pretty much, yeah.
She was hilarious.
She was.
And then she had a guy on there who is actually from Wicked.
Yeah.
Who can sing.
Yeah, he can. And he dance can sing, and everything. And dance,
It was just fun overall. I think she had maybe four different dresses on.
Yeah, she changed like four different times. Yeah. All of them looked amazing, though.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was fun because we were like, Giovanni, Giovanni, Giovanni.
That's
I think everybody was yelling that out.
That's right.
And it's fun when those songs come on that you know from the show, you know.
Very true.
Yeah.
And we got to give some major love to our girl,
yes.
Jay. Jay was able to ask a question to Luann.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, girl, when are you going to come on Kristen in the Morning Rush?
I know, that's right.
And she goes, I love radio.
Yeah.
She's like, get here. This is my director.
Yes.
And then we gave her a car to get to
It was cool just to actually be so close in front of her.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah. It was very cool.
So it was really fun. Hopefully she will come back to Madtown.
I hope so.
All right, let's discuss, of course, the Real Housewives of Orange County.
Yes.
So I had drinks with Shannon the other day, and it was the day after their dinner.
Uh-huh.
Shannon had stuff to say.
About
you.
Kelly says that Tamara says that I'm getting fat again. She says that I didn't need to go to the ER. And when we go on our big trip, let's stay Gina, Kelly, and I. And I go, what about me? And she goes, no, not you. And I said, wow.
I remember her saying that.
It just makes zero sense.
Tamara knows that you're upset.
Oh, yeah. I threatened her. I wrote a text message about me, and I'm like, yep.
If you bring my stuff up, it's bullshit. It's not even true. I've had your back. So you want to play your games? It's on, girl. So then what did Shannon say to Kelly to make her feel that way? Bingo.
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 Okay.
All right. So break it down.
Basically, the show, before we get to this entire fight, was really about the kids going to college. Let's be honest. That was the real part of the show.
Girl, that's about it. Because the rest of the episode, you're just, it was, the fight was so confusing.
Yeah.
You were trying to like keep track of who said what.
It was out of control how much they went back and forth.
Yeah, it was.
You know, it's like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the ladies, of course, some of them have children that are going to school.
Yeah.
I love the fact that Kelly is sending Jolie to London.
Oh yeah, that's so cool.
That's another rich opportunity.
It is.
That, you know, Tamra hires a college, I don't know, woman to help her daughter learn about college.
I'm like,
really?
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
I did not know there was
such
a thing either.
Someone can talk to you about learning about college.
Yeah.
She's
like, it costs thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
So you know, Sophie.
I was just thinking, gosh, all that money. You got to put them through college, too. Oh,
yes, you do.
Jeez.
Yeah, she's called a college coach.
Yeah.
That's why don't she hired.
Why don't you just show up there and learn like the rest of us?
Why don't you do that, girl?
Right. Yeah.
And then Bronwyn and Sean take their eldest daughter, Bella, to CSU. So that looks like a fun time.
No, that does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that Bronwyn looked more like a student than
she
her daughter did.
I noticed that, too.
Could your shorts be a little shorter, girl?
Girl. And then she was rocking the heels with the shorts. I was okay.
Ooh.
I was like, all right.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just because I thought it was weird that Dr. Brian was there having this conversation. And he's like, no, I've never been married.
And yeah, that was really like, uncomfortable. Because Emily thought it was the weirdest thing. I don't know why. Because I think it's weird she's married to this man. Personally, Emily.
Oh, yeah.
Her husband is horrible.
We do not like Shane.
But, you know, it was weird. I feel like he talks to Kelly like she's a child.
For sure.
Like, he talks to her like, you know, because she's so, like, reactive.
Right.
He really talks to her. I notice he's always, like, giving her advice or... But it's almost like condescending advice.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Well, the fun thing about this is that, of course, this was just released that Kelly is now engaged.
I got engaged! Look at that. It's a little big.
Yeah.
Engaged!
You deserve a big ring.
Oh my god!
Ew.
Look at that.
Oh my god.
Right there. Look how we did it. So romantic, Dom. I love you.
Yeah, you love you because that's not Dr. Brian. That's some new dude that she just got engaged to.
You know,
what
it's
is wrong
so
with her?
Crazy watching stuff play out in real time. Because as the show's going on, they're still together, but you can tell like they're having issues.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know how to handle her her anger.
Right. But who
and
is this dude, though? Who is this dude?
I don't know. But I believe Ramona set her up with him.
Oh, very nice.
That's how. But they haven't been together that long.
He's another old man.
Yeah, but he's more handsome, don't you think? I think he's a little bit more handsome.
She's 59.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
Wait, Kelly?
Yeah.
No, she's...
They said she's 59. They said she's 59.
She can't be 59. She looks amazing. Whoever her doctor is.
She looks good for 59.
Then I can't wait to be 59.
If I look like that.
I know. I'm going to call her doctor.
The sad part of the show was, of course, Tamra sitting down with Ryan and the counselor.
Yep.
It's just very sad to see this. You can tell that this young man is totally torn.
So this is where even, you know, like Housewives is such an addiction for us. But this is where I actually... I'm proud when they show certain things that I do think is helping a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've seen for the past two or three episodes, she keeps seeing there's something wrong with him.
Yeah.
And I think it's really great for people to see that because she keeps asking, what's wrong? I know there's something wrong. I know. Don't give up on asking somebody what's wrong, especially your child or someone close to you.
It's the biggest thing ever.
And, you know, the fact that she has the means to, you know, afford therapy because it's so expensive.
It is. Yeah.
So.
I did not like... and then we'll move on.
Yeah.
That Eddie said.
Oh, you didn't?
No. Listen, if you cannot get over your issues as a child, as a man, you are not a man. Absolutely not. That, no. No, 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 no. That is horrible. I think that was horrible to say.
Yeah. I mean, I was a little torn on it. I mean, I think that Ryan has to stop using excuses. Like, if he didn't have a great childhood, like, totally get it. But you have to stop using excuses of why you're not... excelling in life, you know what I mean?
Well,
I think he
has depression though.
Has depression.
This guy is challenging mental health, and I don't think that's
well,
right whatsoever.
And when you look at it that way, I totally understand that.
Yeah. I was like, wow.
Like if he, having depression, But you know, that was old school for us. That's how we grew up. It's like you've got to, you know.
I know.
But obviously, he's depressed, so that's a different thing.
It's sad.
Yeah.
But other than that, and then, of course, real quickly, the women fighting all over the place. Tamra finally sitting down with Shannon. Mm-hmm. Tamra is not a good woman.
She's not. And how long have I said that?
Oh, a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, now it's coming out.
The way that she treated her friend, I just, that wasn't cool. And
oh my
the way
gosh.
She was talking to her, I was wondering, like, Shannon, when are you going to get up and leave?
She was like, I don't know. She was like putting her on the stand. Like
and
she was
Shannon,
a judge.
If you see the clips, Shannon didn't say anything bad about Tamra.
No, she didn't.
Shannon just said, she's Mm-mm. talking about me.
Right? And, it's a girl.
And is it okay? Like when Shannon goes, you said I'm gaining weight.
Yeah.
And Tamara's like, no. She just blows it off. You said all these things about your friend.
You're not my friend no more.
Yeah,
you are not my
cool.
friend. So it was a good show nonetheless.
Yeah, it
so
was.
We will keep it at that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tracy, it is time, girl. We have kept something very, very close to us, to ourselves, because, listen, honey, it is about time. A dream come true for any person that loves the reality Housewives.
Yes.
Because tomorrow, you and I are getting on an airplane. We're going to New York City.
Yes, we are.
And we're going to BravoCon.
We're going to BravoCon.
I cannot believe
it. Oh, my gosh.
We're super excited about this opportunity.
We are so excited. This is going to be, I mean, how many people are we going to meet? There's like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills going to be there. Orange County, Atlanta. Married to Medicine.
Married to Below Deck. Southern Charm. Yeah. Top Chef. Andy Cohen. Shaws of Sunset.
Yeah.
They're all going to be there.
I know.
These tickets
sold out
60 seconds.
They did.
The
fact that we're even getting this opportunity.
Yes.
Talk about a dream come true.
It's a hard life.
It is.
That we are leading right
yes,
now.
Yes, it is.
So it's for work, just so you know.
Yes, it is, guys.
So we got to take our pictures and do our Facebook Live.
Yeah.
But a huge shout out to Randy Hogg and Gary Triazzi for giving us this opportunity. A dream come true. I do not get starstruck whatsoever, but I will when it comes to these women.
Oh, my gosh. They're going to be all over the place.
I mean, Tracy and I have just been talking about what are we going to wear? What are we going to wear? What are we going to wear?
We're getting our outfits together.
Yes.
You know, we have the day and the night and all that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be back, of course, when we fly back. It'll be my first time in New York. We will have all the tea about all these wonderful housewives, what we see, what we thought were crazy, and so many pictures. We're going to take a ton of them.
Yeah.
And then we'll share them.
So keep track of us. Like, we're going to take pictures. You know, we're going to do Facebook Live. I mean, Chris in the Morning Rush is going to take on New York.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Ooh, honey, there you have it once again. Reality Check. We are super stoked. Tracy and I are going to BravoCon.
Woo!
We cannot wait.
So nasty and so rude.